Let's stand together and sing. Your love is my greatest. We worship Him. You know, there's a sense of deep commitment that rises in us as we begin to acknowledge and understand more about who Jesus is. You know, those fishermen that Jesus first invited, they were kind of tentative in their following. They were like, oh, well, okay, when He invited them to follow. But by the end of their lives, they were literally giving their lives. And that takes deep commitment, but more than that, it takes a real understanding, acknowledgement, and a changed heart as to who God is. The Bible's pretty clear. We resist God. We are born in sin, the Bible says. And there's a point when Jesus invites us to come to Him. And we have this opportunity to get out of our boat and begin to follow Him. And that's what this next song is about. It's called No Turning Back. I have decided. I have decided. I have decided. I called out His name. I'm following Jesus now, and He knows the way.
made up my mind. I'll leave it behind. No turning back, no turning back. Made up my mind. I'll leave it behind. No turning back. No turning back.
Let's go back to the very first part of that song and sing that again as a recommitment to God this morning to follow Him. I have decided.
I have decided. I called out His name. I'm following Jesus now. He knows the way. I've made up my mind. Turning back.
Food, said Jesus, is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work. Do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, one sows and another reaps, is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. I have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside, it just ain't gonna listen. Rest my arms and the world leaves you high and dry. Just come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. So bring me your heart, no matter how broken. Just come as you are, when your last prayer is spoken. Just rest in my arms a while, you'll feel the change, my child, when you come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst. It can never fail, so leave it all behind and come to the well, yeah. Leave it all behind the world will try, it can never fail. Leave it all behind. And now that you're full of love beyond measure, your joy's gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see living water has found me, 'cause you've come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. So leave it all. Come to the well. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him."
You may be seated. We've been talking about the interaction that Jesus had with the woman at the well the last few Sundays. And I'd like to share a song as we prepare for the receiving of the offering this morning. Just another way to remind us that in the real problems of life, we have something of eternal value and of real worth that can never fade or perish or rust away. Just like today, Nazarenes are on the ground. Your church is on the ground in Nepal. We have 10 churches in Nepal that have been hit. Several of our own have been lost. And would you remember them in prayer? And as we deal with the aftermath of the earthquake, let's remember that we know this, but there are so many needs that go on all over the world. And We are blessed here in America. And as we participate in worldwide mission, we are digging wells, we are serving as doctors in hospitals, serving as teachers in 154 world areas in the Church of the Nazarene. And this is another way that we are sharing the living water. And so, Brad, if you could just play that song, and then Bill is going to come and pray after we share this video.
Share the world, share with your brothers.